Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, we do want to hear from you. So please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. Click on Submit Strawberry Letter, and we could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Strawberry Letter with my good friend, Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, Junior. Subject, keeping a secret always backfires. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm in my late 20s and I got married 2 years ago. My husband is 11 years older than I am and he's a great man, but he went through a brief period of ED before we got married. I was young and carefree at the time, so I did something very stupid. I had gone for close to 3 months without sex with my man, and I went to a wedding back in my hometown and had sex with my ex-boyfriend from high school. All of the feelings I had for him came flooding back, and I had an affair with him for 2 months. He flew in to see me during the week, and I would leave work and spend the afternoon with him at different hotels. Then he ghosted me without any explanation, and I was deeply hurt. I confided in one of my closest friends, and she kept it real with me and said I needed to get over it and marry the man that's in love with me. I got engaged. And this close friend wanted to be a bridesmaid, but I had to choose my fiance's sister instead of her. She told me that she understood, and I was relieved until one of our other friends told me that the girl was calling me a lucky bee behind my back. I thought she was jealous because she was single, so I let it slide. I got pregnant on my wedding night, and my life has been nonstop since then. I ran into my old friend, and she was very bitter. I went to hug her, and she pulled back. She said, I ghosted her after I got everything I wanted, and my husband should know who I really am in love with. I insisted that I do love my husband, and that affair I had was a mistake. She walked away, smirking, and said, have a nice life. Do I try to fix our friendship so she won't tell my secret? Well, I say no, because she's not your friend. And she's not anyone that you need in your life right now. I mean, you know, not with all the negative energy she's got around her. I would stay as far away from her as possible. I mean, you said it's been 2 years since you got married, got pregnant, and more than 2 years since the affair. I see you're a major mom with serious responsibilities now. And what she's talking about is petty. And more than that, it's over. It's done with. So continue to live your nonstop life like you've been doing. This girl is bitter because you didn't put her in your wedding, even though she said said at the time it was cool. You didn't ghost her. It's just that your life changed so drastically after marriage. You had a husband and a baby and very little time for anything else. I think a real friend would have understood that. But now she's threatening to use some two-year-old before you were married affair against you, which means she hasn't moved on and you have. She's still upset and she hasn't forgiven you. I think she was going to, if she was going to use this info, she would have done it before now. And I just think you need to, you know, keep it pushing, keep moving forward and let her stay behind where she needs to be and out of your life. Steve?
Well, Shirley's correct. But let me say this to you. Let's just start with the subject. Keeping a secret always backfires. One of my favorite lines, shut your mouth.
That's right. Yeah.
All secrets, that's why they call them a secret, because a lot of people do keep secrets. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of secrets. There's secrets in the ocean. Mm-hmm. You can dive down there if you want to, try to discover them, but you're going to die. Because there are secrets that you have to carry to your grave. I have them.
Yeah.
They're going with me. I don't even have the urge to tell them. I don't have little moments where my guilt be bothering me and stuff wash over me. I don't even have that. What? That's my secret. Now, you in your late 20s, you got married 2 years ago. Your husband was 11 years old, and you, he had some erectile dysfunction before you got married. So you was carefree. Y'all didn't have sex for 3 months, and you just got horny. You went to your ex-hometown and ran up in your ex-boyfriend at a wedding, and all the feelings you had for him came back. And then you had an affair with him at the wedding before you was married. That's your secret. Problem is, you ain't keeping the secret. You told somebody. I don't know what the hell you told somebody for, but you did. So you had an affair for 2 months. He flew in to see me during the week. I would leave work and spend the afternoon with him at different hotels. That boy was flying in, bringing it. It was convenient. Then he ghosted me without any explanation, and I was deeply hurt. Well, you showed up at the wedding with no explanation. You had a fiance. You did something without explaining to him, so he ghosted you. Ain't no big deal. You were hurt. Here's the mistake you made. You confided in one of your closest friends, who we will refer to throughout the rest of this letter as the skank. You confided in your skank. You say it's your closest friend, but we will refer to her from the rest of this morning show as that skank, the skank, or skank.
Oh, wow.
I like number three.
Yeah. She kept it real with me and said I needed to get over it and marry the man that's in love with me. I got engaged and his close friend wanted to be a bridesmaid, but I had to choose my fiance's sister instead of her. That's where you made a mistake. And when we come back, I'll tell you what you should have told your fiance.
All right. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject of today's Strawberry Letter, keeping a secret always backfires. We'll get back into it right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter and finish up with your response. Let's go.
This young woman in her 20s had a man 11 years old. They were going to get married. He experienced some ED and erectile dysfunction, and she needed to get herself fixed. So she went to her ex-boyfriend who lived in another town. She was at a wedding, ran up into him. They had feelings, and they had sex, and then she ended up having an affair for 2 months. Mm-hmm. He used to fly in town, and she leave work early, go down to the hotel and get ranched, you know, and just things were just happening down there. The word is ranched.
Yeah.
Ranched.
Yeah.
You ain't never been ranched before. I recommend it happen before you die. It's very cleansing. So she went on there and she got ranched. And just just ranching, just ranching off. And, you know, it's a derivative of rinse.
Okay.
It's a country way of saying rinse. Like, you know, rinse that out. Ranch that out. Ranch, yeah. That means harder. When you ranch it, it's harder.
Oh, is that what it means?
You know, if you get a wrench, that's one thing. But if you get that ranch, that's a whole nother thing. You know what I'm saying? So, just, so yeah, do like that. So now,
you're so smart.
Yeah, just what we do here. We educate. And so now, you come back and he's been at that hotel taking care of business. And then out of nowhere, he ghosted you. Why you were surprised about that, I don't know. You were deeply hurt. So you confided in the skank. You told Skanky, and Skank kept it real with you and said, I needed to get over it and marry the man that's in love with me. Now, Skank was right about that now. So you did what Skank said. I got engaged, and this Skank wanted to be a bridesmaid. But I had to choose my fiance's sister instead of her. No, you didn't. It is your wedding. You let the fact that he was 11 years older than you and his sister want to be in a wedding because she's single, ain't never been in no wedding. You know, ain't nobody never asked her to be in no wedding. She want to be in the wedding so she can get in the line and catch the bouquet because ain't nobody finna ask her ugly to marry her at all. So she figured, I know she ugly because she forced herself in the wedding. Ugly people always pushing themselves in weddings and stuff. Ugly people know how to barge in. You know, cute people go, oh, I'm not selected? Okay, well, good luck. You know, but ugly people, oh, you gonna want me. I'm gonna tell my brother put me in your wedding. Now, we done had to get all this extra fabric to make her dress. Now, she down there with me, and she done had a special cut to put in the dress because she big. Now, she got the stomach out and both side panels out. She didn't even look like rest of the bridesmaid. But anyway, she got in the wedding. Now, the problem you had was your skank thought that she should be in the wedding because y'all was cool. This is what happens when you cool with a skank. So Skank told you she understood. I was relieved until one of your other friends told you that the skank was calling you a lucky bee behind your back. Mm. I thought she was jealous because she was single. So I let it slide. Then you got pregnant on your wedding night and your life been nonstop ever since. You ran into your skank.
Again.
You ran into Skankette. Let's give her a name. You ran up into Skankette. Skanketta. You ran up into Skanketta.
Oh, yeah.
And she was very bitter. I went to hug and she pulled back. That's because she skanked. She said, I ghosted her after I got everything I wanted and my husband should know who I'm really in love with. I insisted that I do love my husband and that affair was a mistake. She walked away smirking and said, have a nice life. Do I try to fix our friendship so she won't tell my secret? Shirley's absolutely correct. Absolutely not. You don't try to fix this relationship with a skank. This ain't your friend. She's a skank. Why would you want to fix it with a skank? What you got to do is fix her. See, stop being the victim all the time. Now, she's going to threaten to go to your husband with this news. Couple things you need to do. First of all, do what men do. Lie. I mean, look just as surprised. Shirley, I want you to be the girl coming to tell my husband what you know. Start. And I'm going to show her how she need to be.
Okay, Clarence. Hi, you remember me. I'm Betty, your wife's friend. I want it to be in the
What is you over here for, Betty?
Well...
I
wanted to come over because, you know, there's some things about Betty that you don't know. And I wanted to let you know that I know something about her that I think...
You gonna let my man know something?
Yeah. Okay. I think you should know this about her.
Okay. No, we all finna tell something. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know anything about that. I just know what I know.
Claire. And what is that?
Well, you remember, like, there was a period of time, like, 3 months before you guys got married, where you guys didn't have sex. You remember that? You don't remember that?
You trying to say Clarence had ED?
Yeah, I'm trying to say Clarence had ED.
Clarence, how does Heifer know you had IED? How this Heifer know you had ED, Clarence? Mm-hmm. I'm going to turn this.
All right, see, it can go something like that. Hit us up on Instagram and Steve Harvey FM to comment on today's Strawberry Letter. You can also check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.